best in new music.
Try.
All right, you just heard Roscoe Shelton with the track You Oughta Take Time Out for Your Love. That is from 1968, and that is a Nashville artist, believe it or not. 1968, there was a lot of killer R&B going on, and Roscoe was crushing it. I do not know how I found that. I think it just popped up on Bandcamp, and it has just been an absolute treat to listen to. I hope you enjoy that as much as I have. We have played Shelton on the show before, but it just never gets old. Before that was Jeremy Fetzer with the track Shishito. That is one of three singles released in that style. There's another one called The Overwatered Plant that we played on a previous episode, and they are fantastic. I have no idea if there is a full album of those in the works, but I think I did see that Fetzer is in the studio at Battle Tapes, maybe putting something fun together. We shall see. For now, those singles are all streaming everywhere, and they will be linked in the show notes. At the top of our show, we heard Alana Royale with the track Trouble Is off of her brand new album, Trouble Is. That was released in 2023, so you've had several months now to check it out, but if you haven't, now is the perfect opportunity to do so. She has such an incredibly emotive voice, very powerful, just killer R&B execution there. Big fan of it, and I definitely think you should check out the entire record. If for nothing more than just to see the cover art, which is terrifying in its own way, but also very emblematic of sort of the trials and tribulations that inspired it. And this is We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable tracks from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 371. You may notice that the title of the last 20 episodes have all been Radio, Radio, and then a Roman numeral. That is a bit of a signifier to you that we are working through a backlog of releases from 2023. You have to go back 21 episodes now to really learn about this, but my 2023 was pretty weird. Didn't get to release a lot of episodes of this show, so now I'm making good on what I missed and just working my way through a bunch of different releases, mixing in some 2024 releases in there as well, and occasionally throwing in something from 1968. This show even has a track from 2018. We mix it up, we keep it fresh, but it's all music from Nashville and surrounding areas, and I think you're going to like it. When I say surrounding areas, do people think I mean like Bowling Green? Because I really just mean like Murfreesboro, you know, like pretty close by. Columbia, maybe, something like that. Probably don't need to specify surrounding areas, but I do. This episode is also special because we have an actual sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Abandonware, an online shop of hats featuring designs from abandoned and beloved software. You have to be kind of a certain age to really get what these designs are going for, but if you're in that sweet spot, you are going to love them. For example, did you ever play Ski Free, the game Ski Free on Windows back in the day? If I say Windows 3.1 or Windows for Work Groups, does that mean anything to you? If it does, then you probably played Ski Free and you probably remember the weird Yeti creature that came out while you were playing Ski Free and would attack you and kind of ruin your run. They got that Yeti on a hat. That's the kind of designs that we're dealing with here, and I love it. I personally own several of these and definitely recommend that you check them out. Go to abandonware.online to browse all of the stuff that they've got, and then use code WOTT at checkout for $5 off your order. Many thanks to Abandonware for sponsoring us and for making these amazing designs. There's so many more that I will talk about on future episodes, but go check that out right now, abandonware.online. Okay, let's just get into some music here. This is Levi J. Miller with Seventh Chance.
You told me that you had my back forever, and I believe you meant it at the time. I took your I can't knock anymore, singing, please, she give me a seventh chance.
Try to forget.
Was Molly Parton with the track Dandy Blend off of the album Sacramented, released in 2023. I have many great things to say about the album Sacramented, and I will start by saying get it in your ears. It is such a delicate and beautiful and just sort of emotionally moving album that you just really need to experience it. And I would further impress upon you that you should hear it top to bottom. I know I just played a single, which is, you know, just plucking a little piece of a bigger puzzle out, but oof, you got to hear the whole thing. It is an absolutely gorgeous piece of work. Before that was Courtney Tidwell with the track Clandestine off of the album Clandestine that was released in 2018. It's an EP that was a preview of a forthcoming album that never came to fruition. Hopefully, you know, my fingers are still crossed that that album will one day exist. You never know. I love Courtney Tidwell's voice. I love the musical decisions that she makes, and I just absolutely love that song, and the entire EP is great. Hopefully there will be more Tidwell in the future, even if it's not from Clandestine. Maybe it's something else. And we started our set off with Levi J. Miller and the track Seventh Chance. That is just a hell of a bop, but just a crushing song, just heart crushing. One of the lyrics are, I know I fucked up like six times before, okay, maybe more, but give me a seventh chance. Man, seven chances is a lot. You fucked up six times or more and you know it. Oh man, hopefully that's not a lyric pulled from personal experience. Hopefully it's just a heck of a pop song and it works well together as lyrics and not actually stemming from real life, because that sounds pretty rough for Levi J. Miller if it is true. But you know what? If it is true, you will survive. You will make it through. It's going to be okay. Breakups happen. We all survive. All right. I'm going to drop us into a bit more of an upbeat and kind of, I don't know, let's say manic crazy set. This next song is beyond description. Bo Burnett with Banana. you're not ready for this.
Good time for romance.
All right, that was Cell Tower with Blue Day Cry, standalone single. I believe since that was released in 2023, there's actually a whole new release from Cell Tower. I love the way that song ends. I love the huge guitars on it. Cell Tower. Definitely make sure that you are following Cell Tower on whatever thing you use, a streaming service or Bandcamp or Instagram or all of the above. Lots of good stuff coming from Cell Tower. Prior to that was Date Night with the song Walk All Over Me from the release Mother's Day. Date Night is one of those bands that, like, they're from New York, right? That band cannot be from Nashville. It just boggles the mind. I'm probably wrong to include them on the show and that they're just sort of mislabeled somewhere, and I've kept going with calling them a Nashville band, but I'm sticking with it until I hear otherwise. Really love the energy and the vibe they're putting out. It's fantastic. Definitely go check out that album, Mother's Day. Plenty more where that came from. Prior to that was a short little track from Amanda Stone called Tom Tom. Amanda Stone has been played on the show a number of times before, always doing something really interesting with pop music. A lot of good videos from Amanda Stone as well, kind of subverting a lot of sexual tension and a lot of ideas in that world. Just very interesting ideas and execution. And the songs are poppy too, so can't hate on that. And we started that set off with a track from Bo Burnett called Banana. And yes, the refrain in that song was, "The new smoke break is a fucking banana." I mean, you got to give up smoking at some point, and you're going to want to do something for a break, so you might as well go eat a banana. The new smoke break is a fucking banana. That song just absolutely confused me the first time I heard it, and I thought, what is going on here? And then I listened to it again. I had to hear it. And then I listened to it again. I really had to hear it. I think the new smoke break may be Banana, the song. You get what I'm putting down? All right, let's keep going here. Three more tracks to end this episode. This is Dallas Ugly with Big Signs.
testicles to Viacom. I don't think it makes me any less of a man, 'cause I can still stream Pulp Fiction on demand. Samuel L. Jackson makes me feel kinda weird. I'd hide my face if I could, but I can't grow a beard. Sometimes a lot of pressure comes with being alone. Personally, I blame it on my Y chromosome, because it's prom night, we're on Young Kids TV. Don't you change the channel, there's a lot more to see. Because it's prom night and they're playing my song, I'd ask you to slow dance, but slow dancing feels wrong. I've got 100,000 channels, but there's nothing to see. I guess I'll pour myself a glass of cold gasoline, because it's prom.
That was Felix Tandem with the song Prom Night. Serious song, but also not really kind of a serious song at all. I'd say it's kind of a silly song. And I thank Felix Tandem for it. It's nice to have just a nice reprieve from time to time. Before that was Jack Binkard with the track Jackson off of the album Every Day. I just stumbled upon Mr. Binkard on Bandcamp, and I'm really a fan of the kind of music that he's putting out. Releases are very concentrated, conceptual efforts. I believe this one on Bandcamp says, quote,
"I can finally say that this is a real math rock EP,"
end quote. And you know, based on the guitars that were being used there, I would say that that is a valid summary of the music that he has created. Love some math rock. It was kind of a gentler version of what I think of as math rock, but I still welcome it, and I'll be looking forward to whatever comes next from Jack Binkard. And we started our set off with Dallas Ugly. This was sent in via PR to me like a really long time ago, and I gotta say, I had it in an open tab for months. Like, oh, you gotta listen to this single from Dallas Ugly. But the name kind of stopped me. I just hesitated. Like, Dallas Ugly? Do I want to listen to a band called Dallas Ugly? But you know what? That song is awesome. That song is fantastic. I really got to get over these preconceived notions that I have about artists just based purely on their name. Very much looking forward to more from Dallas Ugly. There is a second single that's out there, but that one is just infectious. Just wonderful work there. I apologize for not tuning in sooner, but I am so glad to have shared it with you this week. And I'm going to go back and listen to it again right now. That's it. That's our show. Thank you so much for listening. This has been We Own This Town Music. This was episode 371. I'm your host, Michael Eads. We are sponsored by Abandonware.online. Go use code WOTT at checkout to get $5 off your order. Thank you so much to them. You know, if you got music, send it in. I'm going to keep working through this backlog, and we're going to keep listening to a bunch of local music that is fantastic, and I hope you enjoy it. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk at you later. Bye. Thy presence.